This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Israel unleashed a wave of airstrikes across the Gaza Strip early Thursday, killing at least one Palestinian and wounding several others. The latest strikes came after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu pushed back against U.S. pressure to wind down the offensive against Gaza's militant Hamas rulers, who have fired thousands of rockets at Israel. The Israeli military said it struck at least four homes of Hamas commanders, targeting, quote, military infrastructure, end quote, as well as a weapons storage unit at the home of a Hamas fighter in Gaza City. U.S. President Joe Biden's efforts to persuade Israel to halt its military strikes in Gaza have plunged the U.S. president and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu into a difficult early test of their long relationship. The two have had other moments of tension over the years, especially when Mr. Biden was Barack Obama's vice president. And their current differences over the war in Gaza create a challenge that President Biden was hoping to avoid. Early in Mr. Biden's term, foreign policy has taken a back seat, and he had hoped to avoid getting bogged down in an interminable effort to establish a lasting Mideast peace that has proven elusive for leader after leader. The UN Human Rights Council said Thursday it would hold a special session on the situation in the occupied Palestinian territories amid deadly violence between Israel and armed Palestinian groups in Gaza. The session, planned for next Thursday, will address, quote, the grave human rights situation in the occupied Palestinian territory, including East Jerusalem, end quote, the council said in a statement. The session was requested by Pakistan, which is the coordinator of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, and the Palestinian Authority.